All right, folks, welcome back to Alpha Under Pressure, your daily dose of leadership wisdom, delivered with a shot of caffeine and a side of real talk. I'm your host, Cole Harrison, and today we're tackling something super important: self-care for leaders. Now, before you click off thinking self-care, that's for yoga moms and avocado toast enthusiasts, hear me out. Leading with grit and determination is awesome, but pushing yourself to the brink without prioritizing your well-being? That's a recipe for burnout, folks. And trust me, nobody wants to be a burned-out leader. Think of it this way. You wouldn't drive your car without checking the oil or gas, right? You wouldn't expect your phone to run on empty batteries. Your leadership is like that. It needs fuel and maintenance. And that fuel comes from you taking care of yourself. So buckle up, because we're diving into how self-care isn't a luxury, it's a superpower for leaders who want to thrive under pressure. Ready? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you prioritize self-care and crush those stress levels. 1. Redefine productivity. We're constantly bombarded with the idea that more hours, more emails, more meetings equals success. But here's the truth. Sustained productivity comes from a balanced mind and body. It's about working smarter, not harder. So, schedule downtime just like you would a meeting. It's non-negotiable. 2. Movement is your magic bullet. Ever notice how a quick walk or stretch can clear your head and re-energize you? Physical activity isn't just about looking good in your suit, it's about boosting your mood, improving focus, and managing stress. Find something you enjoy, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a hike, or dancing like nobody's watching, my personal favorite. 3. Fuel your leadership machine. Listen up, folks. What you put into your body matters. Junk food and endless caffeine might seem like quick fixes, but they'll leave you crashing harder than a stock market crash. Aim for nutritious meals, plenty of water, and get those essential vitamins and minerals. Think of it as investing in your leadership capital. It pays dividends. 4. Master the art of saying no. This is a game changer. Leaders are often pulled in 100 directions, but saying yes to everything leads to overwhelm and burnout. Learn to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 5. Embrace the power of mindfulness. In our always-on world, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos. Take a few moments each day to check in with yourself, breathe deeply, focus on the present moment, and let go of unnecessary stress. This could be through meditation, journaling, or simply taking a quiet walk in nature. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of emails, meetings, and deadlines? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than your arm, and that pressure is building like a ticking time bomb? That's what happens when we forget about self-care. Take my friend Sarah. She's an absolute rock star in her company, leading a team of amazing people. That she'd work herself to the bone, taking calls late at night, skipping meals, and barely sleeping. It all came to a head when she hit a wall, burned out, stressed, and unable to focus. She realized she needed a change, so she started prioritizing self-care. She began setting boundaries around her work hours, scheduling time for exercise and healthy meals, and taking regular breaks throughout the day. And guess what? She felt a world of difference. Her stress levels decreased, her energy skyrocketed, and she became an even more effective leader because she wasn't running on fumes. So remember, folks, leadership is about vision, strategy, and inspiring others, but it also requires you to take care of yourself. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of these takeaways as your self-care toolkit. Use them wisely. Prioritize movement, nourish your body with healthy food, master the art of saying no, practice mindfulness, and redefine what success looks like for you. Remember, a fulfilled leader is a powerful leader. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a self-care boost. Let's spread the word and empower leaders everywhere to thrive, not just survive. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing your thoughts and experiences. Until next time, keep the stress levels in check, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.